Welcome to another Colour and Laid Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin. Robert, I hardly recognise you.
Yes, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It's good to have you back.
Thank you, mate.
You've obviously been travelling.
5 weeks overseas.
And you've put a lot of photos on Facebook.
Yes, I did.
It was nice to follow your little trip.
Yes.
So it seemed like you had a really good time.
We did, mate. We did. We went to London, Paris, Switzerland, Rome, Cairo in Egypt, Boston, Chicago, New York and America to finish it off with, and 4 big baseball games.
So obviously that was the highlight. Was that the only reason for the trip, baseball?
No. Originally it was set up with the – we had a 8-day cruise in Bordeaux along the rivers, which was the start of it. And my wife, Sue, has always wanted to see the Alps in Switzerland and to see the pyramids in Egypt. So we tailored that around. We thought, well, you've got to go to London, Paris and Rome as well. And then I sneaked in the last week in America so that I could get my train.
And I saw many, 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 many posts and pictures from the baseball, so you must have had a great time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, really, it was a great time go to woe. I mean, we started off in London, and we did a tour of Lord's Cricket Ground. And I'm not sure if you've seen it, but when I was there during the tour, just beforehand, I was in the museum and I was chatting to one of the guides, and we were talking about cricket and baseball, and he excused himself and he went off, and he came back with this book here that Swinging Away, How Cricket and Baseball Connect, and it looks at the evolution.
Which we've actually done a show on. It's one of your things that you love to research.
Yes, yeah.
You must have found a kindred spirit.
I must have, and he actually gave me the book, and he seemed over the moon that he found a baseball lover who also likes cricket.
Isn't that great for someone just that to make that? And that's what travelling's about. You make connections with people, and it's a great gift. That's really kind of someone to do that.
It is. And then as we go through Europe, I mean, London has held the Olympics a couple of times. Paris has held the Olympics. Rome, of course. When we're in St. Moritz in Switzerland, they've had the Winter Olympics there twice. And then we got to Cairo. There was no Olympics there, maybe just camel racing. So, Egypt was good.
So there is some connection, though, isn't there, with Egypt and the pyramids and baseball?
Oh, yes. As a baseball historian, I've done a lot of research into the 1888-89 World Tour by Sporting's baseball teams that came to Australia. And then on the way back, they stopped in at Cairo and they've had their photograph taken on the pyramids and the Sphinx. And in this book, there's pictures of that.
So no ancient baseball games there?
Not that I could see. Maybe some of the hieroglyphics sort of hid a few secrets there, but not that I could interpret them.
And did Sue get a chance just to enjoy the pyramids for what they were, or were they interrupted with the stories of baseball?
Well, there was no baseball talk at all, mate. We were too busy trying to keep our balance on camels riding to the pyramids.
I did see a lovely picture of you and a camel together.
Oh, yeah, the one where... Well, I was talking to the camel, yeah, that was...
There was a bit of confusion, it seemed. People weren't sure who was who.
Yeah, I know. That was a nice comment that you put on there, Sean. But anyway, the main talk of this show is obviously the baseball experience in America. It's I definitely recommend anyone...
Is this the first time you've been before, haven't you?
I've never been to America.
So this is the first time and also to baseball.
Well, I've seen two major league games when Los Angeles and Arizona Diamondbacks played in Sydney Cricket Ground about 4 years ago. That was my first experience. But this was my first experience to go into America at all for anything. And we went to Boston Fenway Park, which is the oldest baseball diamond in America, 1912. Then we went to Wrigley Field in Chicago, which is 1914, and then Yankee Stadium in New York. So three of the perhaps targeted diamonds that people would want to go to, that Lumber game.
Fabulous. And so what about the games? What is the atmosphere like? I've only ever seen it on TV, and it looks like it's fabulous atmosphere.
Look, it's unbelievable. Even Sue loved it. And Sue doesn't mind baseball, but she's not a baseball nut like myself. But when we went to Fenway, we did a tour of the park first, and they sort of took us around to the Green Monster, which is a big left field wall, and they showed us this red seat in right field, which was Ted Williams' home run, which was the longest home run hit in Fenway Park. We went through their museum. They had Babe Ruth bats and gloves, and it was just, I was in heaven, to be honest with you. And then we went to the game that night, and I just had some emotion go through me as I was, the game started and I was actually there.
And what sort of, how many do they get there? I mean, they look like quite big stadiums, but how many do they see?
They see around about 40,000, although Fenway Park, for the fact that it is so old, obviously, they have uncomfortable seats, I'll tell you that, but they have the smallest capacity, and Wrigley Field have about 41,000 capacity. But Yankee Stadium is much bigger, and that's a newer stadium. The old Yankee Stadium, which was right across the road from it, and they've actually turned that into a group of junior diamonds so kids can play. And their stadium, they've got the most comfortable seats. I wish the footy had those types of seats, almost like cushioned seats.
And so how could you compare it to, say, AFL here? Is it similar type of atmosphere, or is it just completely different?
Well, my wife Sue, she noticed that the supporters tend to barrack more for their teams, and they don't say anything much about umpires, and they just really get behind their teams. And Sue thought that that was better than what we have out here. And to a certain extent, I agree with her, but I think everything goes round in cycles, and I think football has had that type of support in the past at certain games as well.
How about the iconic baseball hot dog? Did you have one?
Yes, we did. We didn't have the real big one, but when we were in Chicago, we made sure that we had one with plenty of relish, and we piled everything on it, and we managed to keep most of it within its packages, and it was delicious.
It was good?
Yes, very, very. It was. We had mustard and sauce and pickles and pickled onion and everything on there, and it, I think we had, I think we lost the hot dog for a little bit because it was smothered in everything.
And what about, did you get to buy one of those big hands?
No. We bought programs, and we bought hot dogs and a drink, and you know, because it is expensive. If you want to buy a beer, I think it's like $11.
Wow.
And it's a small beer.
It's expensive beer in America.
And they walk up and down the aisles carrying the beer on their head, and it's amazing. I look at them and I think, gee, they're probably Mr. Universes. they got these great big muscles, and they and what happens is there was a guy sort of that bought a beer down the road from where I was sitting. And they passed the beer along, so the guy next to me passed me the beer and I passed it on, and then the money comes down and I pass the money on. Yeah.
Wow, no one has a sip.
No, I was tempted.
Wow.
So the baseball itself was great. It was first class action, and we saw some fantastic catches in the outfield, some amazing plays in the infield, a few really nice home runs, and we got our money's worth.
So what game, who did you get to see play?
Well, in Boston, we saw the Red Sox, Boston Red Sox, play the Cleveland Indians, and the Cleveland Indians won that game. Boston had been leading the whole competition by heaps. They were well ahead of everyone, but they just started a bit of a losing streak at that time, so it was probably bad luck
for them. So you timed it perfectly.
Yeah, yeah.
You won't be welcome back.
No. Then we went to Chicago, and our tickets were for a day game. I think it was a Tuesday, and we were due to arrive late Monday afternoon. We're looking at the weather, and there was rain expected, and I thought, gee, what if our game's rained out? So what we decided to do is we were within walking distance of the Wrigley Field. We're only 5 minutes away, so we thought we'll walk down for the night game, and if we can buy tickets, we'll go to that game, which will cover us in case we miss out the next day. So we got in, we got our tickets.
Open like hell. But it won't rain.
It didn't.
You get two games.
We did. We got two games. So that was fantastic. And the tickets I got were along the right field line there near the home run fence. And I would never have really thought of buying tickets there. All the tickets I got were behind first base. I actually really enjoyed it out there. It's a different atmosphere, and you get more carry on with the supporters. They're singing more, they're friendly, whereas when you're in the seats, they still bow for their teams, but they're a little bit more conservative. So it was good to experience that side of things.
And I see you bought something along Little Show and Tell. Book there. What's that all about?
Well, when we went to Boston for our tour, I saw this book, and it's a little book that you can write in all the games that you go to. It's a Major League Baseball Game Day Passport, and they have you can get it stamped when you get there. And when I went to each ground, they all send you off, and you get a certificate for your first game at Fenway Park and your first game at Wrigley Field, which was good. But with this game day validation, you put the teams in and their current records, and you put your seat. So, for instance, at Fenway Park, I was section 14, row 12, seat 13. And then you put the time and the first pitch, you put the temperature and the weather, put the starting pitches and how many innings they pitched, etc. Then the box score, the runs, hits, errors, left on base, winning pitcher, losing pitcher, and then you can make notes. And I just wrote notes about the game. Like for that particular game, I talked about the couple of home runs by the Indians and the two sensational catches by their centre fielder.
And did the games go right down to the last innings?
No. The first game, Cleveland won at 6-3. Boston got three runs in the seventh innings when they were 5-0 down. So it was sort of Cleveland had control of it, but it was just well played. When we got to Wrigley Field at Chicago, the first game that we saw, the Cubs won at 7-1, fairly convincingly. But there was a pitcher making his debut, Major League debut, Cole Hamels. He threw quite well for them. Actually, no, that wasn't the rookie. That was the experienced guy. He pitched a whole game, a complete game, which is rare. But the next day in Chicago, there was a rookie made his debut and got his first hit, which was really, really good. He pitched into the sixth inning, so he really held his own. And that particular game, Cincinnati got a run in the second innings. It was Chicago Cubs and Cincinnati. So the Reds got a one run in the second innings. Then the Cubs hit a home run in the sixth to tie it. And then in the eighth innings hit another home run, so they're 2-1 up. Then in the top of the ninth, unbelievably, the Reds hit a home run to make it 2-2. So it went extra innings. And then in the 10th innings, another home run by the Cubs won them the game. So that was the most outstanding game we saw for the whole series. And then when we went to Yankee Stadium, unfortunately, the Yanks lost that game 6-2. But the amount of errors that the Yankees made, it cost them the game. But it was still great to be there and watch the superstars in action in the baseball world.
So were there any, like, real superstars playing? Not that I know any of them. Or would there be baseball fans who would recognise particular players?
Oh, look, there were, but like when we went to New York, there's a guy, his name is Judge, and they've actually got a jury box where people support him. Well, he didn't play, and Chapman, the reliever, he didn't come into play. So they were probably the two most well-known Yankees, and they didn't come into play. But Chicago Cubs, who won the World Series 2 years ago, Rizzo and all these types of guys, they were playing, and it was just fantastic being there. It was an absolute blast. Well, I suppose that's our time done for another Cut On Late Sports Show, our first one for a while. So,
well, it's good to be back in the swing of it.
It is.
Do you like that swing of it?
The swing of it, yeah. Strike one, strike two. Yeah.